Coping with Crippling Anxiety by Nathan Bowersox. I always thought mental health issues were a myth until my freshman year of college. When I first came to the University of Colorado Boulder, my dream school, I figured it was a good time to be able to hit the reset button and change my life for the better. However, the stressors of college soon caught up with me. Tough exams, difficult homework assignments, and brutal group projects had my head spinning. I tried to turn to the party scene to find a sense of community. For some people that works, but for me, it just made everything worse. At first, I started drinking to fit in with others, but that quickly turned into using alcohol as a way to avoid my problems. With that lack of focus on my schoolwork, I started to receive the worst grades of my life and my GPA suffered. That's when the crippling anxiety started to set in. I had anxiety attacks that would wreck my body. I wasn't able to eat. Every time I would, my stomach would reject it, causing me to vomit uncontrollably in my dorm bathroom throughout the night. Afterwards, I would attempt to lay down and close my eyes for the mere 3 hours before my next class, but would constantly have psychogenic tremors that would keep me awake until sunrise. I started to lose an immense amount of weight. My physical health deteriorated, which further impaired my mental clarity. I was deep in this cycle and didn't know how to get out. There were many times where I would call my dad at 4 a.m., broken down and sobbing because I didn't know what was wrong with me. When I came home for the summer, the trauma from the debilitating anxiety attacks came with me. My mom was crying when I walked through the door with my packed bags, just glad to see that her son had made it back home after knowing what I was going through. The first few days back home, it was difficult to get the strength to do much of anything. I hope that because I had nothing to worry about anymore, and didn't have to think about even looking at a textbook for 3 months, my anxiety would wash away. I was wrong. One day, after struggling to get out of bed, I took a long, hard look in the mirror. My gangly 6'1" frame was barely being held together by essentially 110 pounds of skin. I looked sick. My face was extremely pale, my cheeks were sunken in, and my eyes were puffy from the lack of sleep. I could count each of my ribs as they protruded out of my chest. I felt frail and broken. Desperate for change, I stumbled down the stairs and asked for help. Just as anxiety can take many different forms, method for getting help can vary. I was lucky enough to have mental health and wellness professionals living in the same home as me. My mom and stepdad each have decades of experience in personal training, nutritional guidance, and behavior change coaching. The day I asked for help, we began a complete physical and mental health transformation. My health transformation began by developing a personalized exercise and nutrition plan. My stepdad and I created a schedule that put me on track to change my life. Pushing me to challenge myself, we would often work out together. I lifted with him 3 times a week and mixed in light cardio exercises. At first, the workouts were difficult and I was sore as hell, but I put in a routine that centered my mind and put me on track. For my diet, we focused on nutritionally dense foods such as dried fruit, vegetables, grains, lean meat, as well as supplementation from protein powders and pre-workouts. Over that summer, I became hooked on bettering myself mentally and physically. After just a couple of weeks, my head began to clear. Week by week, my numbers went up on the scale and in the weight room. I also started to generally feel more energized from clean eating. Replacing something that was damaging with something that was healthy was crucial in helping me stay sober and cope with anxiety. I was all in when it came to bettering myself and worked hard each day. It wasn't easy, but it paid off. By the last week of the summer, I stepped on the scale at 140 pounds, the heaviest I had ever been in my life. I felt strong physically and mentally. I was nervous to go back to school, away from the support I had received the previous 3 months. It was inevitable that I would be surrounded again by my old vices and the temptation that comes with that, but I knew that this was the last step to truly test myself and see how far I'd come from that destructive state. I had to hold myself accountable and be adaptable. Although we were separated, my stepdad's support continued in the fall semester. He set me up with an online training app where he could remotely input new workouts for me. I continued exercising at either the CU Recreation Center, the Village Center, or my apartment gym. I also planned out my meals each day to keep my nutrition on track. On top of eating right and exercising, I worked harder than ever in the classroom. It was always in the back of my mind what happened the previous semester and how I let the work catch up to me. This time, I pinned up a calendar in my bedroom wall and diligently wrote down everything that needed to be done for all my classes. Rather than partying on the weekends, I spent my time producing work that I was really proud of. By getting ahead, I was able to be stress-free during the following week and not have to worry about missing an assignment. My grades started to reflect the dedication that I was putting in, and by the end of the spring semester of my sophomore year, I made it to the dean's list with a 3.9 GPA. Today, I am happier and healthier than ever before. By asking for help, creating a support system and a routine, remaining dedicated to my goals and being adaptable, I have remained sober and learned to cope with my anxiety. Whether you deal with anxiety now or in the future, you're not alone in this process, and I recommend that you take the first step of asking for help when you are ready. It is so worth it.